It's Tuesday, February 6, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Governor Tony Evers was in Eau Claire to address concerns over the announced closures of HSHS and Prevea clinics. Expanded customer services are offered by the IRS this year. The DNR wants you to help welcome happy campers, and this weekend's Super Bowl will again feature a Grantsburg native. Good morning, I'm News Editor Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Governor Tony Evers was in Eau Claire on Monday to meet with community leaders and healthcare providers about the announced closures of HSHS and Prevea clinics. Evers said his administration was working to ensure patient care was not interrupted, insurance coverage was retained, and that the 1,400 affected workers could find new jobs. The Department of Workforce Development and Regional Workforce Board are hosting job fairs on Wednesday at Florian Gardens Conference Center in Eau Claire, and on Tuesday, February 20th, at Chippewa Valley Technical College in Eau Claire. More information can be found online at the Department of Workforce Development website at dwd.wisconsin.gov/dislocatedworker. More concerns are being raised about the announced closings of healthcare facilities in western Wisconsin. Bob Haig tells us more.
The Eau Claire City Attorney says the announced closure of Sacred Heart Hospital is shocking and difficult, and the manner in which HSHS is doing it is in part potentially illegal. City Attorney Stephen Nick sent a letter to HSHS and Prevea, which announced last month hospitals in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls and Prevea clinics in western Wisconsin will close this spring. HSHS plans to close by April 21st, but Nick said he's heard employees are being told their last day is March 22nd, and some have been terminated already. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The IRS is expanding services to taxpayers this year. Spokesman Christopher Miller says the agency has added more staff to handle calls on its helpline.
We're expanding our customer callback feature, designed to significantly reduce wait times on the phone.
The agency is also opening up in-person assistance centers across the country to provide face-to-face help getting your taxes handled. You can find out more and file your taxes online at irs.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for volunteer campground hosts. The positions will have the volunteers greeting and guiding campers, helping with campground operations, and setting an example for being a model camper. The DNR says volunteers are integral in the daily operations of Wisconsin's state parks, forests, recreation areas, and trails. The agency is also seeking volunteer equestrian campground hosts. The opportunities are available at DNR properties all over the state. To find out more and to apply for a campground host position, visit the online volunteer opportunities webpage on the DNR website. The Milwaukee Brewers announced a new parking system that uses license plate recognition technology. Ted Allen tells us more.
A Monday news release says fans parked in the American Family Field lots with prepaid digital parking can enter the Major League Baseball ballpark app, scan a QR code posted on signs around the lot, and enter their license plate and payment information. The process is expected to ease backups that happen during peak entry times. The Brewers say they're the first professional sports organization in the U.S. to implement this technology to this scale. More information on the new parking process can be found at brewers.com/parking. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Well, many football fans across the country are uncertain about who they'll cheer for in the big game on Sunday. At least one corner of Wisconsin will be backing the Chiefs, and it has nothing to do with Taylor Swift. Adam Hutton explains.
Former Grantsburg Pirate and Wisconsin Badgers standout Leo Chanel is making his second consecutive trip to the Super Bowl with the Kansas City Chiefs. In the lead-up to last year's big game, Chanel admitted that most of his teammates have no idea where his hometown is.
Yeah, not many people do. It's a town of 1,200, northwest Wisconsin. It's like right on the nose of Wisconsin. You know the nose. But, yeah, not many people know. It's kind of by, like, St. Croix, Rice Lake. You know those areas? No. Yeah, Rice Lake. We're, like, 40 minutes from there.
Chanel said that growing up in a small town allowed him to focus on family and football.
Man, yeah, growing up, like, I had no social life, really. Like, I was kind of just, like, I was really just inward with my personality and football is the thing that just I always just loved. Like, I'd be playing, like, you know, outside. I could play by myself. I could, you know, play on every, like, sideline of every football game. My older brothers, I had a lot of older brothers to look up to that play football. And it's just the one thing I love, like, as a hobby, as a passion, like, you name it.
Fans can look for Chanel's number 54 on Sunday when the Chiefs try to become the first team in two decades to win back-to-back Super Bowls. I'm Adam Hutton.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.